I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Persecution against Christians in Pakistan's been turned up a notch. It's happening in Khorsada, located in the northwest frontier province of the country. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
There's about 50 Christian families divided between two different churches. Last week, a letter was left at the home, outside the home of one of the Christians, basically saying, if you Christians don't convert back to Islam, then you should leave the city or face the consequences.
The church is growing in the region. Pray for these believers. The deadline is May 17th. Next, millions of Christians around the world will join together to pray on May 27th during the Global Day of Prayer. Taking place on Pentecost Sunday, prayers are focused on repentance and healing of the nations. The Global Day of Prayer began in 2001 as a single gathering in South Africa. This year, believers from 220 nations are expected to participate. Those involved will be praying for all the nations to come to know the Lord. Go to our website to get more information. And Native Americans are reaching their own with the gospel. In a little over a month, they'll be meeting for training. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries on Eagle's Wings will be holding what they're calling their Warrior Leadership Summit Conference. Hutchcraft says the summit's important in seeing Native American young people turn to Christ.
We expect about 700 to 800 representing 65 to 70 nations. And out of that Warrior Leadership Summit, they will be able to go back to those tribes, equipped and challenged and trained to be warriors for their people.
They need prayer partners. Prayer kits are available. Go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's giving away a free DVD for you to see what compels up to 10 million people a week to watch their TV broadcasts. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.